sold-out crowds and an authentic soccer experience.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the visiting Charlotte Independents Saturday, April 22nd, game time 7:30. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are half-price Wing Tuesdays. That means any size order of traditional wings cost half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat.
Then all the commercials.
Leave your worries.
For now, yes.
On the doorstep.
Does that seem like enough?
Just direct your feet.
Maybe it's just me.
Mics are on.
Sunny side.
I know.
Oh, okay.
See, that bit, you do that when I said something like provocative or, we didn't do that. We just, were talking.
Life can be so
yeah, he was just doing the normal complaining.
We're born to complain. Born to complain. All right, here's my favorite part right here. I'm not afraid.
Not afraid.
What's that, Willie? Wait, was it Rover?
Rover.
Say, how about this? One of the grave diggers, good salary, applied.
Oh, no, too morbid.
The morbid, the merrier.
My wife does not think the Three Stooges are funny. That tells you everything you need to know right there.
Yeah.
She's not ever laughed at him once. She won't even stay in the room if I put the Three Stooges on. Like I find them on TV somewhere. She's got them walk out.
How could you not think that is funny
know.
Right there, that line?
And let me tell you something. The ability they had to come within a half inch of actually poking each other's eyes out and not doing it. I mean, they should all have been maimed and in the hospital for the rest of their lives. They were masters at that. It looked like I hit him, but I didn't really hit him. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the April 18th edition of Opinions Playhouse. Brought to you by the following people. Johnny Londoff, Amini's American Equity, MD Health and Wellness, Ballast Dental Care, First Community Credit Union, Thompson Price, and Window World. That's today's lineup. I don't remember. I think we did a Burke segment yesterday, did we not?
No, we never got around.
Oh, I apologize for that. Let's jump right in here now. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
I'd like to introduce my friend, Peon.
Wow. Oh. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. That's very nice.
See, they love you. Listen to that crowd.
I saw this story today, and I didn't know this was, apparently this is a regular occurrence. Today, the city of St. Joseph, which is located about 45 minutes north of Kansas City.
Which I might add, until a few years ago, was where all Stetson hats were made.
Really?
St. Joe's.
Going to dump a bunch of untreated waste into the Missouri River.
That does not sound smelly.
It says they report 16 million pounds of untreated waste will be released into the river over the course of 2 days, starting at 6:30
this morning.
How can
that possibly be? How can they do that?
I know. I was thinking the same thing.
It says while repairs are made to the city's treatment plant.
But the EPA, is going to let them do something like that?
Well, apparently this happens all the time. I wasn't aware of this, but let's see. The city's assistant director of public works and transportation, Andy Clements, says, I would say this happens maybe a couple times a decade. I didn't know that.
No.
How is that? Untreated waste, is that the same as raw sewage?
Yes, I think so. And so it will flow, Missouri River starts up,
I do not want to be any of the boaters.
No.
Like the afternoon after they do this.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So it's all going to head down our way because that's the way the Missouri River flows. So,
It seems like there would be 1,000 different regulations and rules that would keep this from happening.
Not.
As nutty and picky as the world is about everything else, repaint your windows, there might be lead in there. The same windows that I was around when I was a kid for years and years and years, it hurt me, and now, so I can't in a day and age like this,
Where are the protesters for this?
Right, yeah. You know, with all the animals and everything. Right.
So they've probably done some calculations, and they know in... How do you determine how much water is in a river, like cubic feet?
Oh, my goodness. See, that's you'd have to figure out
but
how much flows
probably determined because of the fact that it does flow, and it'll disperse, and it'll be diluted, and they figure, okay, here's how much we can do, and we won't harm anything. There are geniuses that put those numbers together.
But still, it doesn't, seem right.
It doesn't sound right either.
How'd you like to be whoever has the first house on the river where that stuff goes by the house, and you're out having a picnic, and then the big SH train comes through?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and the smell can't be that great either. I mean, I know it's going to be diluted into the water, but
Can I throw in a sidebar?
Sure.
You remember a product called Poo-Pourri?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was just going to mention that and say
buy it for your house. We have it. My wife gets it. I don't know where she gets it. Folks, this stuff is... Have you ever used it?
No. I saw the whatever commercial for it online, though.
It is tremendous. It basically creates like an oil slick in the toilet bowl. You spritz like 10 times, and it coats the surface of the water because it doesn't sink.
And this is before you go,
yes,
right?
Before you go, number two. And you've created this solid like oil slick. And then when you go and you drop a torpedo, it kind of breaks through and then it seals back over on top. And all you smell are flowers.
Wow.
No, it's tremendous. It absolutely is tremendous. No more leaving the bathroom and knowing the next person coming in is going to go, you must have a stomach issue. It's called... I'll have to go. Poo-Pourri.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that actually works. You know, you see things on TV and you get it and you try it. It's not exactly the same. This works.
I know people that have used it, and you've talked about it before, I think, a while back.
I didn't remember if I'd ever said we had it. I know somebody, Peon's probably the one that first discovered it.
And we were talking about
something online, yeah.
Yeah, Poo-Pourri.
There's another one, too. There's another product out also. I can't remember the name of that, but it's very similar to Poo-Pourri.
Yeah, sure. Somebody's going to do a knockoff of it. Is that all you
have? One more thing I have. Right. I saw this. This is pretty interesting. It didn't happen recently, but I had never heard of it. There was this car thief over in Finland, and they found the abandoned stolen car, and it had a dead mosquito inside it. They were able to...
Come on, the blood?
Get the DNA out of the mosquito and catch...
That's unbelievable.
Yes. I didn't know that was... I mean, I guess I knew it could be possible, but you have to make sure you identify the right... Because I don't know how many bloods could be mixed up in one mosquito. But
Did you ever let a mosquito, like, on your arm or something? Just leave him, let him go, and watch how big their stomachs get?
Oh, yeah. I think, yeah.
They suck your blood until their stomach almost explodes.
They will explode. Because if you squeeze your arm, I did that before, where you squeeze your arm by it. So it's the flow is going away. And, yeah, I think they'll eat enough till...
They eat suicide. It's suicide eating.
Yeah.
They're like... I'm going to suck so much blood. I'm going to keep sucking blood till I just blow up.
Yeah. Last thing I had, we're going to the ball game tonight. It should be interesting. It'd be Archie's, second time.
Yeah.
No kidding. My son is taking my grandson May 4th. And just to see if he can sit there through, if not after two innings or so, yank him out of there and take him to Durant's farm or something.
Right.
But he wants to try it.
So we'll see how it goes tonight. I think the last time we took him once last year, and we had to walk around. I think maybe he sat in the seats for 15, 20 minutes, and then we had to walk around.
Think about the first time you, as an adult ever or a teenager, ever went to Busch Stadium or to professional baseball. It's overwhelming.
Oh, like, sure.
You don't have, on television, you don't have any idea just the smell and the sounds and the, and it's got to be even more so with a little kid.
Yeah, he'll be able to absorb more this year, but so we'll see. We'll see. I'll give a report tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll be in an area. I'm going also. So we'll be in an area where Archie is actually able to run around a little bit and
be just, free.
Dan, did you have anything?
Yeah, I do, actually.
This is Dan Strauss, everybody, and I want to say something. Mm-hmm. Dan and I have worked together for over 20 years, and I think... why are you laughing?
I don't know.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not going to do it.
go
yeah,
ahead.
What
go ahead, Dan Strauss, everybody. go ahead.
I was just expecting something to come. I wasn't really laughing.
Go ahead. What do you have for us?
Well, thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
You know our band, the Seventh Planet Band.
Mm-hmm.
We are debuting Max's theme song today. Redebuting, yeah.
On the show
today. Whew, yes.
That's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't want to hear it before the actual.
No. Yeah. We'll just play it when he. When
that's
he
less than
in.
An hour away. That's going to be great.
Yeah, and we'll play it when he comes in, and hopefully he uses it till eternity. From here till eternity.
I think the expression is from here to eternity.
Here to eternity. Right. Then. Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
And we have our debut coming up.
When's your first gig?
This Saturday.
At?
At Night Shift Bar and Grill on Mexico Road and St.
Oh, they don't let just anybody Springs. Play there.
No.
They're very picky.
No. And you know what? The following Saturday, and I'll talk about this a little bit more. The following Saturday, we're playing a charity benefit in Wright City for the Wright City Police Department. The money raised is going to get them a police dog. So that's what we're doing. Yeah, that's what we're doing the following Saturday on the 29th in Wright City.
Folks, I hope you realize what you just heard from Dan here. Here's a struggling band. By the time they do the charity thing, they will really have only worked one gig and already giving back to the community.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that's something, I'll tell you.
Yeah, oh, thanks. Thanks
Anything
so much. No, that's it.
All right, let's close the Berks. Mike Evans will not be with us today. He's in New York City, and he called me last night. Yeah, kind of half lit, you know.
Well, yeah, he was Frank, lit during his...
Yeah, if you call him after 7 o'clock. So, Frank, hey, Holmes. I said, what's up? Cheryl and I are going to be on the tour or something. And I said, fine, Mike, it's fine, just fine. And I don't think that's what he wants to hear. I think what he wants to hear is, oh, man, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Right.
No, you can't not be on. That's what the audience is there for. So I just make a point to go, it's nothing. It's no big deal. We don't need you.
What kind of professional, though, knowing you have to be on at a certain time every day? You can't schedule around that.
Beyond other people aren't like we are. They don't have to work ethic. So here's the deal, folks. If you want to be Mike Evans for a day, he comes on about
5:40,
20 till 6, right? Somewhere there. And 3 to 5 minutes, that's all you need. And you know what he does? You can do it. If you've got a People magazine and an Inquirer, you can do what he does. Because when he gives my sources tell me, guess what? Those are his sources. So you can, look, it's just entertainment stuff. Did you know that Lindsay Lohan is back in rehab? If you want to do that, you call Dan and say, I'd like to take a shot at being Mike Evans for a day. There's no money in it. We don't have any wine for you. And if you want to have a couple of glasses of wine just so you really get into the Mike Evans thing, that's fine, too. So from now till 20 till 6, or until we know we have our contestant, our fill-in, our Mike for a day, you call these numbers or one of these numbers. Most cell phones you'll get through with Star KTRS. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Now, what we'll do is Dan will listen to you and very briefly just tell us that you'd like to be Mike for a day. Then I will chat with you on the air, and we'll just make a determination. Boom, we have our person. So it's a huge opportunity here. Who knows what this could lead to?
We're going to do this throughout the show?
Oh, sure. Until you say, I think we have the person. Okay. I'll speak with them briefly, and then it's over, and we don't hear from them again until we call them at 20 to 6. We'll do it that way. Now, before we break here, and we come back out of the break, I'd like to share with you... A listener sent me something. Every once in a while, people who I think maybe they're new to the show and they don't understand things we don't go for. And I got some stuff here this person sent me, and it's so degrading to wives. And when I saw it, I just thought, does this person not know who we are?
Really?
So I will read some of these. I'll do some now. We'll take a break and I'll finish them. But let me state again, folks, this is the kind of material we don't go for, because there's only one way to take this, and it's a real slam at holy matrimony, especially, and degrading to women. Here, I'll give you an example. Guy's talking to his buddy. He goes, you know, after the other night of, well, it was quite a night. There was a lot of drinking and drugs and wild sex, and I woke up the next morning and I found myself lying in bed next to a really ugly woman. That's when I knew I'd made it home safely.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, that's nervous laughter.
Yeah, that's...
I don't think that's funny.
That's terrible.
Boy asks his grandmother, he says, Grandma, have you seen my pills? They had LSD written on the bottle. Grandma says, F those pills. Have you seen the dragons in the kitchen? See, my grandma was on a LSD trip.
Oh.
And that's degrading to grandmas. Here's one. I accidentally swallowed some Scrabble tiles. Boy, next time I poop, it could spell disaster. My sister-in-law sat on my glasses and broke them. It was my own fault. I should have taken them off. Now, see, for those who didn't get that, that's implying that the sister-in-law was somehow, like, sitting on his face or something.
That's
disgusting.
Yeah.
One more, and then we'll take a break. Been depressed for quite a while, and so was my wife, so we decided we were going to commit suicide together. But oddly enough, once she killed herself, I started feeling a whole lot better. I woke up this morning at 8 o'clock. I could sense something was wrong. I go downstairs, and I found my wife face down on the kitchen floor, not breathing. I panicked. I didn't know what to do. Then I remembered McDonald's serves breakfast till 10:30. See, it's degrading. His wife might be dead. And all he can. I bought my wife a hamster skin coat last week. I took her to the fair last night. It took us 3 hours to get her off the Ferris wheel. All right, one more. And then the suffering is over. I just installed strobe lights in our bedroom. It makes my wife look like she's moving during sex. I don't think I need to say any more.
No.
Don't send us that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay? Because here's what happens to it.
Garbage.
File 13. Right there. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet by the overhead way. I don't know if there's a full 60-second jingle. Dan, do you know, were there more lyrics than just Johnny Landoff Chevrolet? But there are. I know there are.
Yeah, there are.
Overhead way. You can think of the old day. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. I know there's more to it. One of the smartest things they did is stay with that jingle. And what I mean by that is, a lot of people, when they advertise, they're all over the place. Chevy's bad about that. Like a Rock, and then it's something else. McDonald's. Shame on McDonald's. You should have kept You Deserve a Break Today. That was the greatest campaign ever. Now, what's the McDonald's jingle theme right now, Dan?
I don't know.
No, Pian, do you know? No,
I
don't know.
Are they still doing I'm Loving It?
Oh, I hope not. I hope not. That's horrible. I hated that from the beginning. At Landoff, they just stuck with something real simple that worked, and it kind of gets in your head. Now, this is not a sidebar, secondary commercial, but I will give you another example like that. Frederick Roofing, for a hole in your roof or a whole new roof. Mm-hmm. As long as I can remember, that's been their slogan. And they stuck with it, and it works. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, by the low overhead way, meaning when you own your building a lot, your overhead is down. If you don't know what overhead is, it's basically cost of doing business. And you can afford to sell cars for a little bit less price than you would have to put on them if you had a lot of mortgage money you had to come up with, and furniture and all that stuff that you make payments on that they don't have to worry about. So there is an advantage to buying from. Now, is this the only dealer that owns its building and lot? I doubt it. We don't care about the other people. We care about whoever supports our show, if they're worthy of supporting the show, and if we feel representing them is something we'd be proud to do, and in this case, we do. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. You're looking for a Chevy? You want a Silverado? You want a Cruze? You want a Malibu? You want an Impala? I just pulled up a list the other day, and we didn't have time to read it. The only new car we ever had was a 62 Chevy. So I pulled up Chevy prices as they were listed in the 60s. The most expensive Chevy was an Impala Super Sport convertible. Get ready for this shocker. The new car price was $3,065. Oh. It was fun to read this list. Now, the average car price for a new car today, we did this not long ago. I think it was, it kind of stunned me that it was so high. It was like almost $30,000, like $28,000. If that's what you want, Landoff has it. You only have $7,000 to spend, Landoff has something for you pre-owned, and if they don't, they'll find it. It's the way everybody should always be treated when they go to buy a vehicle, new or pre-owned, the way you're treated at Landoff. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, North County, open 24-7 at Landoff.com.
And we're going to get a check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, if you're traveling westbound on Highway 70 past Flores and you've got an accident, they have moved it off to the right shoulder, but traffic is backing up near Bermuda. You also have a stalled vehicle coming over the Poplar Street Bridge westbound Highway 64 just after the Missouri Bank. It's blocking the center lane, and traffic is backing up onto the Illinois side. Westbound Highway 40 drivers, you're slowing now Kings Highway through about the Tam overpass before things open up. You also have heavy traffic on southbound 270 now, a little bit north of Page down through Ladue. And on southbound 141, just south of Big Bend, you've got road work going on. They've got the left lane down. Two right lanes are open, so things are running slow as you go through that area. And this traffic report brought to you by Mederma. Visibly reduce the appearance of your scars with Mederma, the number one doctor and pharmacist recommended scar care brand. Mederma Advanced Scar Gel, a once daily use for scars old and new. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Hey, this is John Goodman. I spend most of my time away from my home here in St. Louis, but I found a terrific way to keep up with what's happening. I tap the app, the KTRS app that I downloaded to my phone to get me connected to what's happening in town. For me, it's a little bit of home.
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. Get in now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
Hello, Jay Randolph with a very important message for you. If you're retired or concerned about the risk in your investment portfolio, you must find out your personal risk score, no matter who you are currently invested with. It's easy. Go to 360riskreport.com. Now, right now is the time to act. Call my friend Jeremy North at 844-4-360-IRA. Make sure your investments match your risk profile. Too many people blindly trusted their advisor back in 2008. Unfortunately, realized too late that they had more risk than they wanted. Don't let that happen to you. Get on your computer or smartphone and go to 360riskreport.com, and in less than 5 minutes, you'll get your own personal risk score. Jeremy North, the 360 IRA, can help you. 844-4-360-IRA.
Advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, Family Dentistry, 314-921-3500, or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com. Tired of spending a fortune for your razor blades? Tired of getting the jaws of life to open up the package that you spent a fortune on? Well, I got a solution for you. Harry's Razors. Make the switch. So many people are going to Harry's.com and ordering Harry's Razors. They last forever. The handle, the razor itself is great. The blades are great. The shaving cream is great. Here's the offer for you. Can't get any better than this. Harry's.com will send you a razor, a cartridge, shaving cream, and the post-shave bomb for $0.00. I would offer you a money-back guarantee, but you're not spending any money. Harry's.com. Put the promo code in KTRS. $0.00. You pay just $3 for shipping, and you will see what everyone's talking about. Harry's.com. Promo code KTRS. A razor, the blade, the shaving cream, and the post-shave bomb. Harry's.com. Promo code KTRS for free.
Encore Consignment Gallery's 10,000 square foot showroom in Town and Country is the best place to sell and buy furniture and home decor items in St. Louis. Encore tastefully displays upscale furnishings that are worthy of a repeat performance. The inventory is constantly changing and consists of a wide variety of furniture to home decor items ranging from French country and traditional to contemporary and modern pieces. There is something for everyone at Encore Consignment Gallery in the Lamp and Lantern Village in Town and Country. To learn more, go to EncoreSTL.net.
Everybody needs a good butcher. My butcher, Menino's. But why? Well, you get great hands-on service, not to mention customized cuts of beef and great information so you'll never mess up. Menino's Market has lean baby back ribs, $4.29 a pound, as well as a huge selection of choice Angus beef. They have a large selection of potatoes, pasta salad, and don't forget about the warm homemade French bread all day long. Menino's in Cotterville, and for catering, meninosmarket.com.
ABC Radio presents Career Course,
brought to you by Indeed.com.
I'm ABC's chief business correspondent, Rebecca Jarvis, with two easy steps to building a team. Know yourself as a leader. Great managers know their strengths and weaknesses and hire those who can help fill in the gaps. And clearly define roles and celebrate success. It sounds simple, but making responsibilities clear and praising the wins is one of the most important steps to getting your team to work together.
Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Sean Rimmerman.
Together, they host the Superior Healthcare Show, brought to you by Comfort Care St. Louis, Sunday mornings at 7 on KTRS.
Carl Gentile, Robert Herman, Bobby Kehoe, Denny Long, Jack McKenzie, Pat McBride, Val Palazzaro, Steve Petcher, Pete Sorber, Al Troche, Denny Vaniger, and Lou Fuse Jr. will be honored May the 5th at the first Legends of Soccer, brought to you by KTRS, Worldwide Technology, and the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. Tickets for the buffet and program are $75, table $750. Call 618-558-4861, online at STLSHOF.com.
I agree. Her voice is very irritating. I can't stand it either.
Mics are on.
Oh, shoot. Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Has anybody else noticed something they've done to us? We're kind of the victims of this. When an ad pops up on your computer or your phone and, you know, you're trying to read something else and boop, ad pops up. The X used to always be in the upper right-hand corner.
Yep.
Now they start hiding. Like, where's Waldo or something?
Oh,
no, I'm not kidding. You can't get it off the screen. You're frustrated because you can't find the X.
And there's something down on the bottom sometimes where it says skip ad or something. Or I know.
It's... Yeah, they realize they're going to have to find another way. Or I don't know. It's irritating. The reason I mentioned it, I'm looking at the Amini's website, and something popped up. For advertisers, you people who are spending money with some company that tells you to put these pop-up ads on, I'm going to say this again. We're not looking at your ad. We're Xing it out as fast as we can. They're trying to keep us on it by hiding the X, but it doesn't work.
Buy radio or buy our show.
Buy this show.
Yes.
You advertise right or go home. No, wait, that's go big or go home. I'll work on it. So here's what I'm looking at on their site. You can look at it, too. The site, by the way, is aminisaminis.com. The first thing I see top of the page is 0% interest for 12 months, obviously depending on your credit history, and two-year layaway plans. Layaway was a big deal when I was a kid. I remember hearing my mother on the phone, we put it in layaway because you didn't have the money. They'd hold it for you. Guess what? All these years later, they'll still do that for you at Amini's, too. They'll still do that. They have the new Stern pinball machines, Ghostbusters and Aerosmith pinball. Furniture. Wait until you see the dining room furniture, the living room furniture, the end pieces, nightstands, things that they didn't carry a while back. But they were seeing how well they were doing with patio furniture and that there was a market for the best patio furniture made in the world. Maybe there's a market for the best furniture made in the world. And so far, it looks like there is. Pool tables. What do we? I mean, look, you can spend $2,000-$3,000 or $60,000. I saw a $60,000 pool table in there one time. In that case, yeah, you're paying for ornate scroll work and pearl inlay and all that, but you just want a good solid pool table. In fact, that same pool table without all that stuff, $2,500, $3,000, maybe less. Theater seating, home furnishings, area rugs, outdoor furniture and outdoor grills and outdoor accessories. Go take a look at this place, Amini's. Even if it's not on your way somewhere or you're not going to Chesterfield Valley for anything else, it's a destination location. It's worth going to just to see Amini's. So if you haven't been, please tell them you're AM and the PM. We'd appreciate that. Take your time, look around, browse. And again, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com. We had a call. Hang on here. Is John still waiting?
Yes.
Yep. Wow, he's very patient. John, you're a patient man. How are you?
Well, I don't have to tell you, but I will.
Oh, it's John from 100 years ago. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
I have a question, and then I wanted to tell you about something that I regret doing as a child.
Oh, is this back to yesterday's stupid things out of curiosity?
Yeah. I didn't get in. My question is, does a spokesman, and that's in quotes, for a radio commercial receive royalties each time a given radio ad is played?
That's a great question. No.
No? Okay, I'm just curious.
I've never heard of that, not for our business.
Not each time, but if a schedule, like if Frank were to do a commercial recorded at another studio and then it ran all over and then the end date was like tomorrow and then 2 weeks later they decided to run it again, he would generally get paid again for that.
John, it really is up to the whoever the voice is and the station. And normally what they'll do is, I'm an exception, what they normally do with other people is they say, okay, look, every time we play this commercial with your voice on it, you get $20 or $25. Or you get a percentage of the rate that we charge the client for those commercials. If they spend $5,000, you get 10%, you get $500. There are all kinds of ways to do it. But no, they don't get paid every time it runs. In fact, I haven't heard of anybody getting paid like that, even for national commercials, for a long, long time. There used to be an option for the advertiser, or for the talent, rather, that, yes, I remember when they did this, every time it ran, you get $350 or whatever it was. But no, not anymore.
I was just curious because that one voice sure is on every single KTRS commercial.
Yep.
That's all I was.
It sure is.
Wondering. So, I know you may not have heard me in the beginning, but when I said, I don't have to tell you, but I will, that I'm AM and the PM.
Can't hear too much. Can't hear that too often.
And I actually regret doing this as a child.
Okay, now let's set this up for people who didn't listen yesterday. Peon had given me an article, and it was based on interviews with people, and the question essentially was, what's the stupidest thing you ever did out of curiosity? Like, I wanted to see what 1,000 firecrackers jammed down the garbage disposal and lit would sound like. Something really stupid you did out of curiosity. And now here's John's story.
Well, I wanted to see how accurate of a shot I could be with my Crossman 177, you know, the .177 caliber.
I had multiple pellet guns. Got one right now. I have a pellet gun that I own now, yeah.
I used to do all of these things right before my father came home from work, so I was pretty much a genius.
Yeah.
And because my dad, the shift he worked, that's when he would come home. And so this one particular day, we had this, we lived kind of in a rural area, and there was a donkey across the street.
Oh, boy.
And let's just say that this donkey was fully intact, fully intact male.
You didn't try to shoot the donkey's wiener.
No.
Yeah, you did. No, you did.
No.
You did. Unbelievable.
Not the wiener.
Oh.
So
the
one
boys?
Day,
nutsack? don't know what else to call him. Scrotum? Donkey scrotum?
Well, he was just hanging his, dragging his hog on the ground. I thought, you know, wonder if I can hit him in the cods.
And did you?
I did.
Oh, boy.
I ran, too, after that. I thought for sure they were going to...
Oh, well, you know what? Hang on. You just reminded me of a joke that I know I haven't told for 2 years. Thank you. Hold on. Hang on. I got to write this down. Oh, no kidding. It's just such a great joke. Hold on. I'm just making a little note so I forget it. Thank you. And listen later at 5:30 because you'll be glad when you hear the joke that you reminded me to tell it.
So you can only imagine what happened.
I'm guessing that the donkey made sounds they've never heard it make before.
And I've never seen that donkey jump.
Oh man.
And he lost that he didn't do that anymore.
Wow. Did you get in trouble? Did anybody find out?
No, I never told anybody.
No, you did.
My older brother.
I think it's kind of sad that boys now don't get BB guns. I do.
I know it. I agree.
Wasn't that fun?
It was. My brother and I, we used to go in the woods and have competition to see what we could shoot out of a tree.
Yeah. I've done it. I've done exactly what you're talking about.
It was so much fun.
And you ever watched The Rifleman, Chuck Connors?
Oh yeah.
I thought I'm the rifleman. I mean, and when you and something about the woods. You're in the woods and you've got a good BB gun. Nothing can touch it.
I pretended to be John Wayne.
That's right.
I did the rifleman thing one time in my friend's backyard, and did that with it, and it was a BB rifle, and I shot it and shot a bird off the fence and wasn't even trying to do anything. I felt so bad that this bird just kind of flopped down. And
no, I had the same experience. Hey, John, it's good to hear from you again.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk
Thank
to you.
You. Right. No, I... For nobody, for people who haven't seen The Rifleman, Chuck Connors had a carbine, and man, he could shoot just from the hip and hit anything. And I had a BB gun, and Dan, I just shot it from my hip. I didn't even aim. The bird was on a wire. He was sitting on a wire. Hit him right in the chest, and he just, I mean, he didn't even flutter. He just hit the ground. And then you walk over, and you realize the bird's really pretty.
Yeah.
You feel even worse. I wish he'd been ugly. If it was an ugly bird, I wouldn't feel so bad. Really pretty. As a blue jay or something. I felt horrible. I had a funeral. I made my brother come to the funeral. No, I did. Oh, I put him in a coffee can. That was the casket and dirt. And I made a little popsicle cross and gave him a name. I felt horrible. I did.
Yeah. I couldn't believe. And if you aimed at it, you probably would never hit it.
No, it was just sheer luck. It's like a hole in one for somebody like me that doesn't really deserve it. Is Russ still on here?
Yes.
Let's get Russ in here. Hello, Russ. How are you?
Oh, yeah, there I am. Yeah, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
I was going to tell you about something I did when I was young. No, you can't have the phone. I'm talking. Hold on, sorry about that. No, Billy, no. Hey, got to say, shut up, Billy.
It's a comedy routine. It's supposed to be a comedy routine.
Well, I listen to your jokes. Anyway. When I was working one time, I had a 1971 MG Midget, and this guy who worked with me, he didn't like driving, so I take him running around, buying music and records and that, and he says, he hated cars. He says, man, this really runs good. I said, yeah, you think so? He said, oh, yeah. He says, I like this car. I've been watching the traffic. And there was an 18-wheeler I passed once. I let it come up next to me. I noticed there wasn't a tire carrier underneath. I said, you think it runs good? He said, yeah. I said, okay. I pulled this thing down in second gear. I went under the truck, under the trailer. My windshield cleared the bottom of the trailer by about 2 inches. This guy defecated on himself right there. I want it out right now.
I wouldn't drove under a train car?
No.
I had an MG Midget.
A semi.
Okay, tractor trailer truck.
Yeah.
Was it moving or was it sitting still?
We're going down the highway.
Oh.
And you went under it while you're both moving?
Yes, 1973, before they started making these stupid movies out here now.
Yeah, that is the stupidest thing maybe I've ever heard anybody do. Drive under a tractor-trailer truck while you're going down the highway.
Now, you were talking about dropping a torpedo. I thought you'd say pinch a loaf.
No, I didn't say that. We don't go for that kind of language.
No, that's, I know. That's
horrible. And regarding the Three Stooges, mm-hmm. the Stooges actually did create physical violence because Joe Besser, he had specific in his contract that he would not put up with any type of physical abuse on that show, and that was written into his contract.
That's why he was the worst stooge.
Stop! Hitting so hard.
Hey, I got a new name for Dan's family. I thought they called themselves the Gasholers from seventh planet. You know, from Uranus.
Mm-hmm.
They just come to fart around.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Russ.
Hey, Billy, shut up.
Oh, there he is, back to the bed again.
Oh, my goodness. There's a crossword puzzle in USA Today. I get the paper every day. Do you know that I've never worked a crossword puzzle in my life?
Really?
Not one. No, that's like somebody like saying, my wife is, man, this is true, I told you, she's never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And I think 99% of the country, the world, has at least worked one crossword puzzle. I never have.
Really?
I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know why, but it seems to me like every time I see somebody working one, they're irritated, they're frustrated, they can't think of that word or two that's still missing in there. So what do you torture yourself with that for? Got to do a little business. We come back, and Maximilian Foisy will be in here to tell you what you might want to see or avoid on
with
television
his new theme song.
Or in the theater. Oh. And the debut of his brand new theme for his segment.
We're excited.
Composed, written, arranged by the Seven Brides for Seven Women's Sons Band.
No, the Seventh Planet Band.
What is it?
Seventh Planet Band.
Well, we're all looking forward to that. I think 25, I think we may be already on our 26th year with American Equity Mortgage. American Equity Mortgage, the people who work there are doing something I don't think I could ever do for a living. When I go into places where people are working numbers and there's a lot of paper, and I don't know how you folks do it, but thank you, because we need somebody to do that. I think there are people who go through life and never have a mortgage. They're renters their whole life. That's okay. That's fine. In some situations, that's the best way to go. Let's say you're in the military and you decide to be in for 30 years. You probably don't ever want or need the headaches to go with owning a house and selling a house, owning a house, selling a house. It's too much. So renting makes sense. But for the rest of America, it's the American dream. When they talk about the American dream, it's owning a home, having a piece of this great planet. The ground under your feet belongs to you. There's something great about that feeling. I will never forget when we got our first house. I stood in the yard and I thought, I own the ground I'm standing on. But I didn't do it by myself. I had to have a mortgage like most people, and you probably will too. That brings us to First Community Credit Union. No, it doesn't. It brings us to American Equity Mortgage. American Equity Mortgage has only been around for about 25 years, but boy, what an impact. Offices all over the country, started right here, still headquartered right here in St. Louis. The other thing they do is, if you're already a homeowner, they will show you the best, the smartest, the easiest way to borrow money using the equity in your house. And it really is the only way to borrow money if you're a homeowner. Anything else is just not a very good idea and might actually be stupid to do. Why would you? Why would you want to pay more interest than you need to on a loan? Let them show you how it all works. It's called Home Equity Loan. They are American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999.
Time to get a check on traffic right now with Jim Weiland.
They're still working with that accident on the right shoulder on westbound 70 at Florissant Road, but traffic is jamming back now through Jennings Station Road. Now we've got a new incident, accident on northbound 55 before Highway 159, and you're backed up well south of Highway 157. It looks like they did clear that stall that was on westbound 64 at the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 40 drivers now slowing Jefferson to the Poplar. Westbound 40 does get heavy now from Boyle out to McCausland. Southbound 170 stop and go from Olive down through Highway 40. And southbound 270 a little bit south of Dorset down through Ladue and then 40 through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report It's brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Every Thursday in April, participating St. Louis Chick-fil-A restaurants are offering a free three-count chicken minis before 10:30 a.m. No purchase necessary. Limit one per person per visit while supplies last. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Smith Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
KTRS text line users are well connected and totally up on what's happening. Non-KTRS text line users are, well, they're not. They're kind of in the dark about things. Come out of the dark, grab your phone, and text KTRS to 84126 to get the latest news updates, to get the latest sports updates. And of course, you can text your questions, comments, and try to win some really neat stuff. The KTRS text line, your connection to us and our connection to you on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Jennifer Williams, owner of St. Louis Closet Company, and I want to thank you, St. Louis, and all the KTRS listeners for all your support and business through the years. We are celebrating our 26th year in business, and with your support, St. Louis Closet Company has grown to be the premier custom closet company in St. Louis. We've been able to maintain a locally owned, locally operated, and 100% produced in St. Louis product. St. Louis Closet Company continues to offer the finest service and quality custom closet systems in the marketplace. A truly St. Louis-owned small business with ties to our community. At St. Louis Closet Company, we are looking forward to another 26 organized years in business. Call us today at 314-781-9000 and ask about our new products and our new finishes. Or visit our showroom located at 2626 South Big Bend in Maplewood. And thank you, St. Louis.
If you want more fun out of your home this year, the best place to start, Outdoor Living Incorporated at I-44 and Big Bend. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. Outdoor Living has been my place where I've turned to for my outdoor decking for years. And everyone in St. Louis has been turning to Outdoor Living since 1991. They've been transforming outdoor entertainment areas. Their showroom has 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. They also operate their own lumber yard, and they'll supply all of the decking materials for your project. Outdoor Living Inc. stocks TimberTech decking. That's that composite capped with the polymer shell. It's low maintenance, scratch resistance, and comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. Outdoor Living or Outdoor Living Inc. located on South Holmes near I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country.